I tend to get these weird emails once in a blue moon, and I never understand them.
Once in a blue moon?
Yeah, this is always like a once in a blue moon, like that one person that's just like, my wheels started rusting.
Yeah.
Now, one...
That's my favorite.
That is one of... But one, aluminum can't rust. That's one.
Aluminum can oxidize. It doesn't rust.
It doesn't rust. Right. It can oxidize, but it cannot rust.
You know, right now, there's 12 people running to the comments to basically tell us how aluminum's going to rust.
It's beyond crazy. I just don't get it.
It's going to happen, right?
It's science,
right?
Really.
Everybody out there, right now, you're looking at me. Right now, you're looking at me, and you want to tell me that aluminum absolutely rusts. Our aluminum, baby.
Even the screws on the center cap, I've heard that one before, too. And, yeah. Again, I remember a while ago when I first got my Renforms and I had them on. And, again,
You came into me.
I came in with the center cap
said,
into your office.
I don't know if you know this, but, like, the center cap screws on the thing, they rust. I said, no, they don't.
You did. You sat there and you're like, you're crazy. Give it to me. And then you took it and then you just went.
Wiped
it
off.
There you go.
Yeah, it's because the screws are stainless steel.
Yeah.
And then the wheel is aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And both things, if done right, don't rust.
No, will not rust. Should not, will not.
There are a couple situations here that cause the appearance of rust. Would you like to take some of these? For all those out there that are saying that your aluminum wheels rust?
This is... I'm the worst when it comes down to cleaning wheels. It's probably...
I actually think you're pretty good.
You think I'm good at cleaning? No.
Well,
I'm,
I mean, you have the, you know, the Habibi that comes in the...
Oh, they always... It's...
My brother.
I just don't have time to be bothered with it. You want to know what probably the worst thing I hate about cleaning a car is the drying it. I hate
drying
a car.
Drying sucks.
Drying is probably one of the most annoying things about it. I'll put soap on it. I'll wipe it down. But like when it's like come down to dry, I'm just like...
The thing I hate the most about washing a car is the fact that when you wash it, it's usually sunny in just one spot, mm-hmm. and I can't dry the spot fast enough
before
I try to put the soap on and wash it off, but I want to do the rest of the car,
mm-hmm.
and I come back and the soap's dried on the car, and I guess it's all over again.
Yeah, well, that's also the downfall of black.
Well.
Don't
know what
wrong,
they say. Once you go black, you never go
back.
Yeah, but the rusting thing is one of those ones that I feel like I see quite a bit, and I'll see it on comments.
Mm-hmm.
They put in these comments, and you know, and the problem is that I think people really do believe that the wheel's rusting, right? Because it looks like the wheel's rusting. It's not the wheel, and it's not the cap,
yes.
Right? It's the fact that when you don't clean a wheel off completely.
Yeah, like me.
Contaminants that are on the surface of the wheel, they tend to bake into the clear coat, right? So that's what you're seeing. What you're seeing is a lot of breaks, especially if they're semi-metallic or they mm-hmm. have metallic particles.
Mm-hmm.
They essentially get baked into the clear coat, and then they are metal pieces that are usually of the steel, carbon steel, some sort of alloy that's not aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And those pieces...
For example, brakes.
Brake dust. In fact, case in point, very much brake dust.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And those aluminum... And those... No.
Those, no.
and those metallic pieces, they do rust. And so what happens is once they're baked into the clear coat... What ends up happening is that rust, it starts to bleed, right? Like it starts to run, and it gives you that look of like, man, like my wheel's rusting.
Yeah.
Right? And the issue here is not so much, and Max, those are unfortunately not good pictures because you're showing brake dust, which is cool. But the rusting we're talking about is actual rusting that's coming out. Now, the trick to this whole thing is, one, make sure you clean your wheels frequently enough so that you don't have brake dust that sits on your wheels for a long period of time. And if you're a racer, make sure that you clean your wheels, especially after you do a track session, right? That's when you have the most amount of brake dust,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you were to leave it on, and it sits in that hot sun and you go for drives and the wheel gets hot and then the wheel doesn't and the wheel gets hot, over time, it, you know, brake dust turns acidic. But even more than that, the acidity will break down your clear coat.
Yeah.
But what bakes into your clear coat from sitting on the surface is these, you know, iron, metal, steel, alloy steel, carbon steel pieces that will rust,
yeah.
Right? So personally, I'm a huge fan of, I'm sure there's a bunch of different products out there, but I use the G-Technic iron and fallout remover.
Mm-hmm.
You spray it onto the wheel. You let it sit there for 2 or 3 minutes. It turns all purpley. It's very nice.
It's very nice. Very satisfying after cleaning.
Right. You can agitate it once it, you know, like yeah, give it a little agitation.
A little scrub.
If you want light scrub, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, and then you hose it off and you'll see that most of that rusting, if you're having that issue, the rust essentially will just go away.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people that are having, that say things about the screws, it's not the screws. It's the fact that that brake dust also gets in there, and sometimes you get a little tough in the Allen head
right
screws.
Right into that little Allen head screw. I remember right. That's what happened to me.
And then it will start to run, and it will look like rust, right? Like it will look like rust. But friends, have no fear.
Have no fear.
Because
Scott is here.
Have no fear because if you have an aluminum alloy wheel, it's not going to rust.
Never going to rust.
It's not going to rust. So if you're having a rusting issue, I suspect that negligence is involved as far as cleanliness.
That sounds about right.
Unfortunately, it can come in different time periods. And in addition to that, I also think that, you know, you're not, you're dealing with a brake pad or something that's metallic, or you're picking up road debris or, you know, stuff that's kind of caking into the wheel and it's not coming off fast enough, right? So that is what would cause some of the rusting. That you're seeing, if you are seeing rusting, right?
Yeah.
I think there's like a few other things with clear coats too. I think that the, you know, there's a lot of other contaminants on the road that will bake into a clear coat, and especially brake dust. When brake dust sits on a wheel, especially under heat, the sun, you run into one of those situations where it will turn acidic, and as it turns acidic, it will break down the clear coat. Now, my favorite part of the year comes right after we get done with winter. And what else do we get all the calls for?
I'm drawing a blank.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like every time we get to the spring, we get the influx of all the people that call and say, something happened to my clear coat. And I had my wheels in my garage and I put them in a bag. And they were all sealed away. Well, no, that part's always left out.
Right? Always left out.
No, I cleaned them. They're perfect. And then I put them in a bag. And then I put them in my garage. And then I took them out. And then the clear coat's just junk.
Yeah.
I've
heard that one before. Now that you say it, yeah, it's definitely popped up. And it's normally around right after winter.
Well, because you put your wheels in storage, right? Mm-hmm. Or say you put your wheels in storage. But you put your wheels in storage. And basically what happens is the brake dust continuously just sits all over that clear coat.
And just caking on and just...
Yeah, and there's some wheels that are not as bad. For example, if you have a full painted wheel, it's a lot easier, more protective. You have a machine wheel, a wheel that has a machined lip, has a wheel that has a machine accent. Any of the machining is going to leave that wheel more vulnerable because... You know, I've said this a dozen times before. It puts, when you machine something, you're essentially creating more of a right angle, especially like spoke corners,
mm-hmm.
where you can't build up the clear coat enough on that corner. You know, obviously you need a microscope to see it, but like you can't build up the clear coat enough like as you can on the face of that spoke. So as soon as you get a little bit of sand, a little bit of rock dust, a little bit of road debris, and it starts to eat away at that corner, now it's an open invitation for kind of clear coat failure, and the more you leave contaminants on that wheel, the more it will work its way under there and cause that spidering look or that clear coat look where it will haze up or look like it's pitting or look like it's sheeting.
Or even just peeling off.
Yeah. And look, here's the thing. For people that are curious out there about wheel finishes and, you know, oh, this was no good or that was no good, or, you know, they see problems that happen with wheel finishes, One of the easiest things that we can usually tell by is we'll ask you the question of, did it happen to one or did it happen to all four? Because
this is true.
Because what happens is you know, could you potentially have a wheel, let's say within a short period of time, let's say it's under a year, and you get a wheel and you're like, hey, something's going on with this one wheel. Like, there's weird spot on it, right? You know, could somebody, you know, during the machining process, could a little bit of oil have gotten on there and it didn't get cleaned off all the way, and then the clear coat was shot over it, and there's like one spot or something where, you know, yeah, I mean, look, it doesn't happen a lot, but it can happen, right? But for it to be all four wheels, that means that basically every wheel that ran in that lot would have some sort of clear coat failure or some sort of failure.
Hundreds of wheels.
You know, maybe not hundreds, but like, you know, definitely 60, 80, 100, like enough that you would not, it would not be a question mark. We would have gotten
right away
calls about them, and they all get logged into our system so we can follow the log. And if we see a commonality, then we can kind of go back and look at that lot and say, hey, who bought these wheels? And see what's going on. But, you know, that very rarely happens. And so usually what happens is you get the person that says, hey, I got these four wheels and there's something wrong with them, and then you're like, oh, look, you know, it's hard for me to see them in person, but like, you know, I you know, I'm not there, but when we start to look into this, it may be something you're doing. And I know that the first reaction is always defense, like, no,
always quick, I always clean them, I always do this, I always do that,
I don't use anything dangerous on it or whatever. But a lot of times the evidence is kind of there. It's one of those things. I don't really, you know, I think, you know, I think that's why I always recommend you take wheels out of the box, spend a little bit of money, get a ceramic coating kit.
Oh, yeah, that definitely helped out. I did it on the white wheels. It was amazing.
Well, because not only does it take half time to clean, but it gives you a surface that protects for, you know, six months to a year, where you have an additional kind of force field on these wheels.
No, I get it. I'm always skeptical on wheel cleaners. It's always been something.
Well, first off, I don't recommend wheel cleaners at all. The iron and fallout remover is not a wheel cleaner.
No, for sure. Right. But like a lot of like the wheel cleaners out there, it's, oh, spray, it's safe for all that. Like, I just don't trust it.
I agree.
Once it gets to that, like, I'm a big soap and water kind of guy. If I'm using just a spray, it's a waterless car wash.
And a back scratcher?
And a back scratcher, yeah. Right on the back.
A little soap and water kind of thing. I agree.
I'm very picky when it comes to that. I don't like using any wheel cleaners. I've seen what they do to wheels. I've also had a few wheels, you know, clear coat come off, finish come off, because it's just the acidic in there was just so
strong. And not necessarily our brand.
No, I'm talking about...
Just figured I would throw that. Yeah.
Yeah, not our brand. I'm talking about years before, you know, any of that. After that, I'm very picky. I just don't trust them.
I'm the same way. I don't put anything on the wheels that isn't like something I would absolutely use in the paint of the car, right? But I also think that, like, you know, the wheels get subjected a little bit more because they're just stuffed into that brake dust area, right? You don't get that on the paint usually and stuff like that of your car. So I like the iron and fallout remover. I've never had any, you know, bad experience with it. It's something you put on. It's something you take right off.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's taking the contaminants out of the wheel. I know that you can use it. It primarily is used on painted surfaces anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I think it does a great job on it. You know, another thing that I was just thinking about, even if you get out of the rusting, I've seen people make this comment too. Like, let's say you have a matte black wheel or something to that effect. You ever, and for people kind of out there, when you're listening to this whole thing, like, sometimes you'll go to clean a wheel and you clean the whole wheel, and then once the wheel's clean, for the most part, if you look like right next to the spoke, like in the corner of the windows, like, you'll see like almost like this brown stuff, like, let's say you clean your wheel for a while,
yeah,
and you'll be like, ah, it's rust.
No, or it's
and the problem with it is it's brake dust that has begun to essentially oxidize, right? So what you're seeing there. But what's interesting about that is when you get to that point, Man, that iron and fallout remover and a little tiny brush will absolutely just smoke that stuff away.
Yeah, right away. But another thing that I feel a lot of people do, which is, one, leaving product on too long.
Yes.
That is also going to eat away at any clear coat or any paint or any powder coating. It doesn't matter what it is. If you leave that on too long, it's just going to be no good. But another thing is, trying to clean a wheel and spray that on.
When it's hot.
I was just going to say, like, oh, I just did an hour drive. Now I'm going to go home, clean the car, throw it right in. You spray it right on, and that wheel is baking hot right now. Mm-hmm. And you have a ton of brake dust all around it. You're better off hosing that off, letting it cool down before trying to put any cleaner on there.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we get the images in, and you'll see, you know, we just see a lot of different things. We sell a lot of wheels, so we see a lot of different things, mm-hmm. right? You can see a lot of times when that happens, or, you know, people are cleaning with these harsh chemicals, you can literally see the spray marks, you can see the drip marks, you can see, like, you know, what looks like water spots, but, like, that's where they're having the affected issue. Like, and if you follow it down, you follow this, like borderline white haze that kind of goes down, and it just sits right in the lip in one area. Why? Because you sprayed your stuff, you cleaned it, you thought you got everything off,
but you did.
You walked into the house, and then everything kind of keeps dripping a little bit, and it just lays right there in the lip.
Right by the lug holes, and then it drips just 100%. Down. Little bit.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you fully clean off any product you guys put on there. That's one thing to make sure.
Yeah, and again, I'm not an advocate for product like you are.
Soap, water, that's all I'm using.
Yeah. I mean, look, am I anal when it comes down to, you know, some of this stuff? Absolutely. Because I guess, you know, we've seen all the crap that could happen, right? But, you know, for me, the first thing I do is first, let me ask you a question. Here's a question for you.
Okay, I like it.
You go out to wash your car.
Yeah.
I know sometimes you don't wash your car.
No,
but like,
I get very lazy.
I'm saying is I know you personally, sometimes you have somebody, the wash guy comes around.
I'm a wash guy. Right. Habibi.
But what I'm saying is, like, all right, so let's say you are going to wash your car yourself.
Yeah.
With your own two hands.
Yes.
With, like, your own stuff. Yeah. You're going to wash your hands with your hands.
Yeah, my hands.
So you're going to wash it on the car. No paying.
Wax on, wax off.
No paying, just you're going to wash it.
Yeah.
Okay. At what point do you clean your wheels?
That's, ooh.
Think about it. No, I'm asking you. Like.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to think. I tend to always do wheels last.
A lot of people do.
I feel like it's always...
Yep.
Yeah, probably wheels are going to be last. Wheels and tires are always last.
I think almost everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And I always clean the wheels first.
Really?
First thing I do.
Now, why is that?
So my whole theory on this, and again, this is not facts. You can just take this for an opinion.
This is just opinion.
It's just opinion. I first think that anything that I get onto the wheels, I want to get off, right? The second thing is, if I'm going to be, you know, like I say, iron and fallout or whatever I'm putting on there, like, I want it off, right? The second thing is, I want to be able to really clean the wheels, and sometimes that means it splatters around the wheel well on the car. You know, we've all done that thing where we clean the wheels last, and then you have to go back and spray the car down, and then you have to dry that part again.
Yeah.
So I clean the wheels first. I get all that stuff off, and then what it allows me to do is to go around and clean the car, and then before I dry the car, I take my, because I have my air compressor, so I grab my air hose and I spray out the lug holes and all that stuff that's would be hiding in there.
Yeah.
So that the moment you get to a point where you start rolling again, you don't have that stuff like fling back onto everywhere. The onto the door and stuff like that. So, and then I go and dry the car.
You want to know actually what bothers me probably the most? This excess amount of tire shine. I know it has nothing to do with the topic right now, but the car drives low, so not going to lie, it's always rubbing. Rub a dub, you know, it's just how it goes.
I understand.
But it always flings up on the side, and it gets me so mad. So anytime, even like
gel.
It's not even the gel. It all springs up because of the gym. My tire is just rubbing on the fender.
But what
every
are
time.
You doing? Like using? Is it like the way that those gym guys use the hair product, and they just keep like launching it into their hair?
Listen, I don't know. Anyway, either way, I always try to like get it as dry as possible. I hate tire shine too when it comes out. I just don't like cleaning the car, guys. It's just really how it comes down to it.
Yeah, no,
but
I always agree.
There's one thing, excessive tire shine to me, it always bothers me because it's always coming up on the rear bumper and on the side right by the doors.
They do have some really good products now, though. They have those ones that like you can use once and then it's supposed to last for like whole bunch of time.
You want to know what else? That's, I'm impatient because like I could have the tires mounted and everything, and then like, oh, I should put that on now. It's like, no, 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 get the tires mounted, and then I'll drive like, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks, and I'm like, all right, I'll never do that again. Yeah. Like, I'll never put that stuff on. I have it at sitting at the house. There's probably so much car products I have just sitting in my house, not used because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
It's an interesting thing.
It is. But I also live in an apartment, so it's tough. I don't have, you know.
All right, that's fair. I think that, like, if you're kind of, since we apparently turned this podcast to the car care podcast, if I guess if you listen to this.
I mean, it does go hand in hand, though. Like, when you think about it, you see all the rust, yeah, on the rust on the wheels. It got to clean your car. You got to be able to take care of it.
Goes, yeah, I mean, and because those are metallic pieces that are rusting. They're just not part of the wheel.
Not part of the wheel at all.
So don't let it get to be part of the wheel, mm-hmm, and then you won't have to worry about it so much, right?
Exactly.
But like, I will say, here's one thing. I think, you know, especially in a timeliness of, you know, when this podcast is being recorded, we're slowly approaching that winter.
Yeah.
Couple tips as long as we're in that whole realm. First off, if you're going to be storing your wheels, take them off, clean them absolutely thoroughly and completely. Make sure thoroughly. You really
barrels,
get them
between the lugs, between the spokes.
Get it all clean.
All that gunk off.
Don't let that stuff sit while they're stacked up, mm-hmm, against the corner of your garage, right?
Yep, and it's cold temperatures in the garage. It's just getting bueno.
I mean, again, wheels can take the cold, but what they don't want is the clear coat, you know, all that stuff sitting on the clear coat. The other thing is if you're going to be using your car throughout the winter, I think this is a good time to take your wheels off before it gets too cold, clean them in you know, all over, make sure they're totally clean,
spotless,
and make sure your ceramic coat the wheels, because it will take care of giving you that extra level of protection.
It helped out on my hexaforms a lot.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're in really harsh areas, right? Like I said, I wouldn't use a machine wheel if you're in a heavy debris area or anything like that. If you're in a snow area where they're going to use a lot of chemicals on the road, mm-hmm, that machine wheels I would stay away from. I would go with just
a full painted wheel.
Yeah, just a full painted wheel. But if you have a full painted wheel still, this is the time to get it really, really clean. Ceramic coat it. You got to get it clean. Got to use some sort of panel wipe, fallout remover, whatever it may be, mm-hmm, because you want to get that stuff out. You don't want to clear. You don't want to put the ceramic coat over it, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
But you get the stuff put on the wheel. It will give you an extra layer of protection that you can use, so it makes your wheels easier to clean, which is nice when it's freezing outside. Mm-hmm. But it also makes it so that you'll have another layer of protection from all the road debris, different chemicals, different things.
And if you live in New York, we throw salt and sand down just.
I don't even think it's
cold.
Salt. I think it's some derivative of
it's
something
sucks,
that
man.
Could be salt.
It really sucks. Because
it has
really
the word
sucks.
Sodium in it.
But luckily, my hexaforms were ceramic coated when I was rocking those in the winter. And
yeah.
They cleaned up
just
fine.
They're fine.
Every single time I cleaned them, I was just like, wow. Just
yeah. No, I agree. I think the ceramic coat is a huge deal. And if you're like, where do I get ceramic coat? We do have some, I think, on our store.
Right
on our website.
Wheels.com.
Yeah, go to the website. There, it's there. But I think there's plenty of other.
There's plenty of other products.
You know, G-Technic has their C5, mm-hmm, and then there's a bunch of Optimum. Optimum has their own.
I feel like everybody makes some type of ceramic kit now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't attest to each one of them because there's so many of them.
Of course.
But I could attest to ours.
Yes, yeah, I can.
There it goes.
That was what was on my hexaforms.
Yeah.
It was great.
Wasn't trying to turn this into a pitch, but
well, it's a pitch now.
Yeah, son of a pitch.
Son of a pitch.
So anyhow, with that said, I don't think we could talk about too much more with car cleaning.
Just clean your cars, guys. That's all it really comes down to. Don't be like me.
Yeah, we were going to talk about something else, but it seems like we got here really quick, and I think that now we've done some ranting on cleaning wheels, so we should not.
We should just be done with it.
We'll go on to next week. Anyhow, that's it.
That's it. We'll leave you guys now.
Yeah, we'll catch you up next Wednesday when we do this whole podcast thing.
I see. I put up the peace sign too soon. Peace.